亲爱的朋友们，欢迎你们到神的教会。
Everyone, welcome to the Church of God.
那今天我们要谈一个我们人非常少谈到，也非常少思想的一个课题。
Today we are going to discuss a topic that we hardly talk about.
就是邪恶的问题。
The problem of evil.
我们现代人不常去思想什么叫邪恶。
People nowadays, we hardly think about what is evil.
我们只有有的吃，有的玩，那我们就开心了。
If when we can have something to eat and drink, we'll just be happy.
我们多关注的是顺利不顺利，人生快乐不快乐。
We just concern ourselves with whether we are happy and whether things are smooth.
但是事实告诉我们，很多时候这个人间的快乐不是长久的。
But the truth tells us that the happiness on earth is not going to be long lasting.
当个人快乐了一下子，跟快乐相反的那种忧伤很快就会发生。
We can be happy for a while, but after that, sorrows will follow us.
特别我们都知道，我们人都会有病，有病的人在我们周边出现的时候，我们感觉忧伤。
So we know that everyone will fall into illness, and when that happens, we will be depressed.
我们每个人都会遇到这个生老病死与所爱的人隔离的那种痛苦。
We will go through sickness and death and be separated from our loved ones.
这个世界呢，很快，我们越看的时候呢，就发现越来越乱。
When we look at the world, it's getting more and more confusing.
所以我们感觉到，哎，我们人所向往的那种美善快乐不长久。
So we know that the happiness and the goodness that we desire is not long lasting.
那当人遇到很多不顺心的事情的时候
，when we encounter many things that are not going well for us，
甚至是这个地上很多的苦难
，and a lot of sufferings on earth，
他的心就被刺激
，and they will be provoked in their heart。
那时候呢，他就开始变得聪明一点。
They will be wiser.
他就晓得说，人生不只是暂时的快乐。
So life is not just about this temporal happiness.
那不是我们眼前所看的那个顺利。
It's not the smooth going in front of us.
人生有一个很真实的问题，叫做苦难。
So there's a real problem which is suffering.
那人开始聪明一点的时候，他就会去想，为什么这个人生有苦难？
So when they are wiser, they will start to think about why are they suffering on this earth?
那这个苦难是谁所带来的
？Who brought about this suffering?
为什么总是会有叫人痛苦、忧伤、绝望的事情会发生
？Why are there always things that make us depressed and sorrowful and hopeless?
那这是一般人没有的答案。
So most people do not have answers.
那有很多的人在这样的苦难当中，他就会说，这个就是人生了。
So many people, they will just say, "This is life."
人生就是自然会遇到苦难。
Naturally, there will be suffering.
但是这个世界比较聪明的思想家就会思想到，这个苦难背后其实有邪恶。
But for those wiser people, the philosophers, they will start to think behind this suffering, there's actually evil.
这个邪恶会夺去人的幸福。
And this evil will actually steal away the bliss of mankind.
这个邪恶会叫好的、顺心的，很快会变坏，变成不顺心的。
The evil will corrupt what is good and turn it into bad.
那所以这个答案在哪里呢
？So where is this answer?
人继续思想的时候，只有在哲理层面来思想。
So when man continues to ponder about this, they remain at a philosophical level.
这个世界，这个宇宙里面实在有邪恶。
So in this world, in this universe, there is indeed evil.
就很像这个世界会有黑暗。
Just like in this world, there's darkness.
那早上有光，但是很快夜晚来的时候就黑暗。
In the day, there is light, but when the night comes, there will be darkness.
那黑暗一来的时候，人的心就不平安。
So when darkness comes, we will not be at peace.
这邪恶到底是什么东西
？So what is this evil?
那其实圣经很清楚告诉我们。
Actually, the Bible tells us very clearly.
那邪恶是什么
？What evil is?
那圣经很清楚的也解答了人地上所遇到的所有的苦难。
And he also explains the sufferings that man encountered on earth.
那人在地上遇到的所有的苦难都是因为人生在邪恶。
All the suffering we encounter because we are born in evil.
那圣经告诉我们有两种邪恶的观念。
So the Bible tells us there are two concepts of evil.
那什么观念呢？
What are they?
那一个就是自然的邪恶。
So the first one is natural evil.
一个就是道德邪恶。
The other one is moral evil.
很容易了解，自然邪恶，道德邪恶。
So it's very easy to understand the natural evil and the moral evil.
那自然邪恶呢，是人比较能够理解，也能够感受到的。
So natural evil is something that we can all sense.
因为当我们讲自然的意思，就是很自然，在自然界里面发生的。
So when we say it's natural because it exists in naturally.
好像这个世界有自然的灾害。
There is natural disasters.
有地震，有灾殃，有食物短缺，各样这样的问题发生。
There is an earthquake, there's a famine, all kinds of problems.
有自然的灾害，就是天天临到人，叫很多的人死。
Natural disasters come upon the world and cause many people to die.
那我们三年经过了这个疫情，到现在我们知道多少人因为疫情，差不多600万人因为疫情死了。
So we know that after the COVID pandemic, many people die because of the pandemic.
那没有答案的是，这是自然的灾害。
So those without answers, they will say this is natural.
那还好，这个自然的灾害没有临到我。
So thankfully, it did not come upon me.
但是你不要忘了，每个人自然的生长也会自然的老。
So do not forget that we will naturally grow up and we will naturally age.
然后自然就会有病。然后就会死亡。
Naturally, we will have illnesses, and then naturally we will die.
所以人在这个自然的灾害、自然的邪恶当中很无助的。
So we are helpless in the face of this natural evil.
所以有些人、有些文学就是病是一种邪恶。
So some people will say, illness is a form of evil.
就是这个自然的灾害是一种邪恶。
These natural disasters, they are a form of evil.
因为当这些很自然的问题一临到的时候，人的心大大的被打击。
So when all these natural problems come, they will be shaken in their hearts.
人失去财物，失去性命，失去所爱的人。
They lose their property, they lose their lives, they lose their loved ones.
所以我们讲自然邪恶的意思就是不是人造成的东西。
So when we say natural evil, it tells us it's not created, it's not man-made.
就是很在自然界里面很自然的发生的。
It happens naturally in the world.
但是无论怎样自然，这个造成的人心里面的极其的痛苦。
So no matter how natural it is, it still causes a lot of grief in us.
那所以有人就问，为什么这样的事会发生在我身上
？People will ask why do such things happen to us?
为什么我得到这个的绝症
？Why do I have this terminal illness?
为什么我生的孩子残缺
？So why the child that I have is has defect?
为什么这个飞机失事的时候，我和爱的人在里面？
Why, when there's a plane crash, my loved ones is in there.
所以人没有办法有答案。
No one has answers.
那唯一在这个地方能够得到一点安慰的，就是说，当自然灾害发生的时候，哎呀，很多人也一起受到影响。
So the only consolation when natural disasters come is that actually a lot of people are affected together.
大家同病相怜。
Everyone is in the same boat.
所以你有癌症的时候，你就会问这个世界百分之多少的人有癌症。
So we have cancer, you ask how many percent of the people in the world actually have cancer.
那医学界告诉我们，这个世界每三个人里面就一个人有癌症。
So according to studies, every 3%, one of them would have cancer.
那所以得到癌症的人没有关系，这个世界三分之一的人都有，没事的啦。
So those people with cancer, they will console themselves. Okay, one third of the people will have cancer.
但是呢，也有一些人受到这些自然灾害的时候呢，就发现，不是每个人有这个的问题，为什么我身上有呢？
So sometimes when they encounter some of these natural things, and they will ask this question, why is it happening to me, not others?
所以如果你要从大众人都受到这个问题来得到安慰的时候，有时候是更得不到安慰的。
So when you want to see whether you are part of the majority to get consolation, you may not get your comfort.
那所以很多人在这个自然灾害里面，他们是乖乖的接受。
So many people in this natural evil, they accept it willingly.
你自然的邪恶临到的时候，就是乖乖的接受。
They will quickly accept it.
但是有一人呢，也会懂得，因为我们没有办法解决这自然的邪恶，所以我们就寻找神。
So there are some people who, because they cannot deal with the problem of natural evil, they seek God.
所以我可以跟各位说呢，人大多数寻找神的 很大的因素都是因为这个自然邪恶的问题。
So many people actually do seek God because of the problem of this natural.
因为人不知道几时又会发生这个不顺心或者叫我很恐惧的事情。
So they do not know when this fearful thing will happen to them.
那有一次我到日本去的时候呢，我就去一个日本的这个寺庙里面去。
So once when I was in Japan, I went to this temple in Japan.
那因为这个寺庙是已经成为一个文化中心，我就去看看一下。
So it became a cultural site, so I went to take a look.
我就去到一个地方是很多人就是许愿的地方。
There's a place where many people make their wish.
他们当然就把有一些铜钱就是丢在那个中间，可能有一个池塘里面。
So they tossed a coin into the pond in front of them.
然后呢有一个木板，然后有纸张，很多人就把他的愿望写了，就贴在这个木板上。
So there are papers around so they can write their wishes and they can stick it on the board.
那我就好奇嘛，我就去读人都想许的愿是什么。
So I was curious, so I went to look at the board. What are the wishes of these people?
那我只会读英文、中文、当然还有很多语文、
So I can only read Chinese and English. There are many different languages.
但是这个世界大多数的人讲英文、华文都会了、
Most people can in the world can speak
写英文、写华文，哎呦，所以呢，我就读一下。
So I read all those notes.
其实80%的人几乎的愿望我可以这样说，不是求哇什么这个世界发财啊什么东西
So actually, 90% of all these wishes, they are not seeking for prosperity and to be very rich.
他们都是求顺利，求平安。
They want peace and success.
他们怕有一些灾害临到他们。
They are fearful that there are some disaster will come upon them.
因为人对这个自然邪恶是有知觉的。
So because they have this sense of this natural evil.
因为看到旁边的人遇到这样遇难的时候，几时会临到我？
So when they see someone being hit with some problems, they'll wonder when is it going to come upon me.
看到报纸有车祸的时候，马上怕会不会有一天我也这样啊？我的孩子开车的时候这样，会不会
？So when we read about accidents in traffic accidents in the newspaper, we wonder whether it happened to us or our children.
所以大多数的人是求平安就好了，不要贪心。
So everybody, most people, they are not greedy. They just want to have peace.
那这人面对自然邪恶的时候，那他们的方法是这样。
So what is their response in the face of this natural evil?
是另外一个比较复杂一点的就叫做道德邪恶。
The more complicated one is called moral evil.
那各位，道德邪恶呢是跟人的行为和动机有关系的。
It has to do with their actions and their motives.
是跟人的作恶有关系的。
It involves people carrying out acts of evil.
所以因为他们的作恶叫很多的人遇难受害。
Because of the acts of evil, it caused many people to be harmed.
所以一个像希特勒这样的人起来，然后呢，带来这个第二次世界大战，很多人因这个战争死亡。
And when a person like Hitler rise up, they caused the Second World War, and many people were killed.
在婚姻里面人不忠心的时候呢，就带来旁边的人越爱但越受伤。
So in a marriage, when one party is not faithful, it causes a lot of harm in the marriage.
也叫家庭受损坏。
The family is also broken.
都是人的道德的问题。
It has to do with the morals of men.
人说谎骗诈来得取自己的利益，叫别人受损。
Men lie and carry out deceit in order to gain more.
所以道德邪恶也是人能够感觉到的。
It is also sensed by humans.
所以这个世界处理道德邪恶的问题，就是有法律，要越来越全面。
So to deal with this, the law becomes more and more comprehensive.
所以就犯法的人又受到法律的制裁。
So those who has broken the law, they will be punished by the law.
但是圣经跟我们讲的这个道德邪恶呢，不是每一次用法律能够解决的。
But the Bible tells us not every time this moral evil can be solved.With the law.
因为很多人之间的贪心啦、讨厌啦、妒忌啦、憎恨啦、淫乱啦，怎么能够用法律解决
？So there's a lot of hatred, greed, and lustful thoughts between men, and how can this be dealt with law?
那夫妇两个人在家相处的时候，每次彼此责怪。
So when husband and wife they live together, they keep blaming each other.
丈夫一直觉得我的太太不尊重我，每次数落我。
So the husband would think, my wife doesn't respect me, always criticize me.
太太觉得那这个丈夫不够爱我。
The wife would start to think, the husband doesn't love me.
那一个家庭，单单一个家庭，孩子就是叛逆，不愿意听父母的话，叫父母很伤痛。
And sometimes we see children, they are rebellious against their parents, they don't want to obey their parents.
父母有很多的理想强加在孩子的身上，孩子很厌倦。
And parents have a lot of ideals that are imposed on the children, and the children are very sick of it.
人的心里面都觉得你很自私。
Everyone feels that the other party is selfish.
但是能够告到法庭吗？
But can you sue them in court?
不能，这是家事。
You can't because these are family affairs.
这是人与人之间的事。
These are interpersonal relationships.
我就妒忌你，哇，你天天买新衣，我能够把你告到法庭吗？
So if I'm jealous of you because you keep buying new clothes, can I sue you?
那不能，但是呢，人的确感到那种邪恶。
But indeed we can't, but people can sense this evil.
为什么他这么压迫我？
Why is this person oppressing me?
为什么他这么讨厌我？
Why does he or she hate me?
为什么他做事总是不公平、不公正？
Why is he always unfair?
对不对？所以呢，有这种的邪恶，这个道德的邪恶。
So there is this moral evil.
不是每样东西用法律能够解决，但是人心里面真的是感觉到是邪恶的，是不对的。
We can all sense that this moral evil is wrong, but not everything can be dealt with by the law.
都有人的以为是私欲啦、贪心啦、不满足啦、反抗在里面。
So there is also a lot of selfish desires, discontentment in it.
所以人最重要问的就是，那谁带来这个邪恶的？
Then the question comes to who brought about this evil?
谁能够解决这个邪恶的问题？
Who can solve this problem of evil?
那在这个两种邪恶之下生活的人，其实他们很难相信上帝。
So people who are born in this world of evil, it's very hard for them to believe in God.
就算信有上帝，也不能对这个上帝有好感。
So even if they believe there is a God, they cannot have good feelings about this God.
因为我们人很自然的想法就是，如果真的有神，为什么他许可这样的邪恶，然后这个邪恶带来这么多的苦难在这个人间里面？
So the natural thinking is that if there is a God, why did he allow such evil and for this evil to cause so much harm in this world?
所以呢，这个就是爱因斯坦这个诺贝尔得主讲物理学哦，他为什么不能信神的问题。
And this is the reason why Einstein, the Nobel Prize winner for physics, he cannot believe in God.
他这个聪明的头脑，他看这个庞大的宇宙，这么复杂的宇宙的时候，他说这个宇宙真的是有神造的。
So when he looked at the vastness of the universe and he concluded, indeed there's a God who created this universe.
这不可能，这个宇宙是一个爆炸，啪，就全部出现了。
It cannot come just because of a Big Bang.
看到人生命的这么的精细的被创造的时候，那是一定有设计者，不可能是进化来的。
And when he looks at the complexity of the human body, he knows that it cannot come from evolution, it must have a creator.
他说有神。
There is God.
但是我很难相信这位神。
But he said, it's very hard for me to believe in this God.
为什么？因为这个地上，如果真有神，为什么有这么多邪恶？
Because if there is God, why are there so much evil?
有这位神，但是呢，他是不管人的痛苦的。
If there is this God, he does not care about the suffering of mankind.
他能够忍心看他所造的人，这个世界，这个宇宙遇到这么多的苦难，这么多的问题，残杀这些，他也不管。
And he can look upon all the suffering of mankind and ignore it.
其实他的思想是在我们一般人很多人的想法都是一样的。
Actually, what he's thinking is very similar to the common thinking of our people.
当我们遇到这个人生的痛苦的时候，我们被人害的时候，或者我们遇到不公平的事，我们也是这样想。
So when we encounter suffering and we come across injustice, we also think like that.
我们讲神在哪里？
We also ask God, where are you?
如果有神，为什么这么多苦难？
So God, if you are real, why are there so much suffering?
所以当人这样想的时候，其实他对神有两种想法。
So when a person thinks like that, he actually has two ideas about God.
第一就是这个神呢，他是也有一点邪恶的。
So first, he thinks that this God also has some elements of evil.
他不是完全良善的。
He is not perfectly good.
所以他造这个世界的时候呢，这个世界哇有罪哦，会发生，人会犯罪。
That's why when he created this world, you know, man sinned and there will be sin in this world.
然后有这些自然灾害会出现。
And all these natural disasters will come about.
所以人自己遇到问题的时候呢，他一定会想，如果有最高的、至高无上的那一位的话呢，那一定是他带来的。
So if we see something wrong, and we will always attribute it to the highest authority.
不然人就会想说 ，OK， 如果他不是邪恶的，但是他也是一个漠不关心人的神。
Or maybe if he's not evil, maybe he's just indifferent to our suffering.
他是冷漠无情的。
He's cold-hearted. He has no emotions.
人病就病咯，死就死咯。
If you die, you die. If you fall sick, you fall sick.
他不管。
He doesn't care.
所以这个世界继续彼此世人加害彼此的时候，这个神不管。
And when people in the world they hurt each other, God doesn't care.
所以这个就叫人对神有所抗拒。
So that is why people are resistant towards God.
所以人有时候来到教会的时候听，哦，这个上帝有这么有慈爱，哪里有慈爱？
So when people come to church, they know about how loving this God is.
我心这么痛苦，这么不顺心，哪里有慈爱？
And then they start to think about their own heart. They are so much. They are so much grief. Where is this love?
其实神知道人都会这样想的。
Actually, God knows that everyone would think this way.
圣经开始就给我们这方面的解答。
So the Bible gives us the answer all the way at the beginning.
圣经一开始告诉我们，神从来没有造一个邪恶的世界。
So the Bible tells us God did not create a world with evil.
神造人的时候呢，给人完美良善的性情。
And when God created man, he created them with a perfect, good disposition.
然后神把人放在一个完美的世界里面。
And he put humans into this perfect place.
然后叫这个完美良善的人来管理这个完美的世界。
And ask this perfect man to rule over this perfect place.
那时候人的心只有认识良善，人不认识邪恶。
And at that point in time, man only knowGoodness, they do not know evil.
所以人本身是就是原有被造的时候有一种为旁边的人舍己无私的心。
So when they are first created, they actually have this selfless heart, sacrificial heart, to others.
但是有一天，当人决定不要顺服这个良善的神的时候
，But one day when this man decides not to obey this.Perfectly good God.
不可想象的一个结果就临到人的身上。
These unthinkable consequences came upon man.
因为良善，一切的良善来自神，因为他是良善的源头。
All goodness come from God, and He's the source of all good.
当人离开良善，就好像离开光一样。
So when a person departs from goodness, it's like departing from light.
那时候就邪恶进入人的心。
And evil came into a human's heart.
黑暗进入这个人的心。
Darkness came into human's heart.
邪恶进入这个人所管理的世界。
And evil entered into the world that is ruled by humans.
人用这个心来管理的世界，忽然间就受咒诅了。
So, the land is cursed.
所以各位一翻开圣经前面的时候呢，我们看到当人一犯罪，选择离开神的时候。
So when we look at the Bible, in the beginning of the Bible, when man decided to sin and depart from God,
人的那个作恶就是很简单，就是离开良善。
So their act of evil is very simple. They depart from goodness.
离开光。
They depart from light.
自动呢，就是黑暗出现了。
Naturally, darkness appeared.
人的心的黑暗出现。
The evil and the darkness of the person's heart.
对，邪恶进入人的心。
And evil entered a person's heart.
邪恶就进入人管理的这个世界。
And evil entered the world that is ruled by man.
所以圣经一开始就让我们看到了，这人一犯罪之后，天起了凉风。
And the Bible tells us once that happened, there's a cold wind.
这个整个世界的空气层、大自然，因为因罪临到人的心的时候呢，开始变质了。
Everything changed, even the climate changed because.Sin entered a human heart.
让不能让人能够很舒服的那个环境，生活的环境开始变质了。
So even the comfortable condition that they live in, it also changed.
然后这个世界的环境，这个空气的环境就开始与人为敌。
So this climate, this environment is also at odds with mankind.
所以当我们讲到这个世界的所有的自然灾害呢，是从这一刻开始的。
So when we talk about all the natural disasters in the world, it came from that point onwards.
并不是神造火山、造地震、造这个病毒。
So God did not create the volcanoes, and earthquake, and also viruses.
对，人犯罪，天起了凉风。
So when man seen the cold air,
人开始冷了。
Start to feel cold.
开始热了。
Start to be very warm.
开始这个地种什么东西的时候呢？食物出来，但是经济也出来。
So when they plant crops, the food, of course, food came from there, but wheat also.
劳碌的这样耕农做工，但是得到的那个收成不是很好。
They have to labor for food, but the harvest is not always great.
这个就是自然邪恶的产生。
This is the creation of natural evil.
然后当邪恶进入人的心的时候，人与人就是出现一种从来没有的敌意。
So when evil enters a person's heart, then this enmity between man and man came about.
彼此之间不能真实的相爱，真实的坦诚。
They cannot be totally honest and love each other.
有不信任。
They do not trust each other.
有怀疑。
There's a lot of doubts.
他会害我。
They will be doubting that the other person will harm me.
因为你自己的心也不是很爱他。
Because in your heart you don't really love the other party.
也不是求他的益处。
You are not seeking their benefit.
所以就会想他也不会把最好的给我。
You also will think likewise that he will not think of the best for me.
所以是从你自己的里面的邪恶开始这样想那个人。
So starting from your evil in your own heart, you start to think of another person this way.
那个人也这样的想你。
And the other person also think of you likewise.
然后人之间就是产生越来越多的敌意，那个关系也是利害关系。
So then conflict will arise from this.
各位，这个，所以我们看到整个人类历史是一个人犯罪的历史。
So we look at the history of mankind is a history of man's sin.
人斗争、战争的历史。
A history of their conflicts.
各位，我们华人都知道这个，喜欢读小说的，这春秋战国，其实都征战500多年。
So, for those of us who are interested in Chinese history, you know there is the period where, is the spring and autumn period and the warring states period.
人有了什么？看到别人有哦，不能满足自己，就要占领别人。
So they started to fight each other, all the different kingdoms.
我刚从那个爱尔兰回来。
I just came back from Ireland.
有些人懂那边的历史，其实英国跟爱尔兰之间的那个争执，其实长达800年。
So some of you know the history, the conflict between England and Ireland, it lasted around 800 years.
你们有读历史的，你知道战争不是单单就黄人出现，白人也有，黑人也有，什么种人都有，对不对？
So if you know history, you know the wars don't happen just to Chinese, but all kinds of races.
人就是要加害另外一个人来为自己得到益处的那种性情在他里面。
So in our hearts, we have this tendency to harm others to gain more for ourselves.
那你说，在这样的邪恶里面，为什么这个世界还能得到保守？
So in the face of all this evil, why is it that the world is still preserved?
这句话很重要。当很多人说这个神如果是良善的，为什么有邪恶？
So this is very important. Because people ask, you know, if God is good, why are there evil?
但是有没有问过，那为什么人这么邪恶，这个世界还得到保守？
But the other question to ask is, if since there are so much evil, but why are we still being preserved?
我们经过这个100年，这个世界第一、第二次大战的时候，人死的数目啊，其实超过整个人类历史。有些人说死的人，战争死的人啊。
So in the last 100 years, in the First and Second World War, the number of people who died actually is more than all the different wars in the history.
所以呢，这人说我们要现在要平安，我们不要打战。
So we all tell ourselves we must have peace. We must not go into wars anymore.
但是才七八十年，这个乌克兰战争又来了。
So 70-80 years, the Ukraine war started.
没有办法控制自己里面心中的邪恶。
So we cannot control the evil in our hearts.
人用邪恶来对抗邪恶，更多的邪恶就来。
When you use evil against evil, you created more evil.
但是为什么这个世界还能得保守呢？
But why is this world still being preserved?
因为良善的神在约束人的邪恶。
And because the good God is restraining the evil of mankind.
没有人想过就有一个约束者，他约束人犯罪到极限。
So no one has ever thought of this, that there's someone who restrains the evil so that it does not go to the extreme.
所以这个世界能够暂时被保存。
And that's why the world will be temporarily preserved.
但是各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹，在这样的世界里面不完美的。
So in this world, it's not perfect.
人就是惧怕的。
People are still living in fear.
人一直无助的。
We are feeling helpless.
所以我跟各位说，人的内心里面其实还是渴望美善。
In their hearts, they still desire goodness.
人的内心还是盼望这个邪恶能够被除去。
In their hearts, they still desire that this evil can be wiped out.
但是他们自己不能除去邪恶。
But they themselves cannot wipe out this evil.
因为自己身在邪恶当中。
Because they are born in evil.
因为他要做善的时候，邪恶就在心里面就出现了。
And every time you want to do good, evil arise in your heart.
所以人又想很多的办法要阻止世界的邪恶。
So man thought of many different ways to stop the evil of the world.
所以现在我们来到一个电脑时代，对不对？
So now we come to this computer age.
哦，每个人很惊讶，哇，人类能够就发明这个电脑。
We are all very amazed, you know, what computers can do.
这个工人智能。
哦，this artificial intelligence.
所以呢，就现在把所有人的资料，不管你喜欢不喜欢，只要你有电脑，你的资料、你的喜好、你的资讯，全部都会上去电脑。
All your data, your personal preference, all will be uploaded to the computer.
然后这个东西呢？就是有的时候呢，我比较能够控制人。
So once you have it, you will be controlled by.
哦，比如这个人呢，哦，是很容易有这种倾向的哦，要小心他。
So when you know that this person has a certain tendency, you will be careful of this person.
这个人呢，哦，是这样的，要怎么对他哦，才会呢，不会造成更多的问题啊。
So if this person is this way, how should we respond to her so that we will not create more problems?
所以呢，我们懂的时候，知道人，我们就比较能够控制人。
So when we know more about humans, we can control them more easily.
各位，我问，那如控制人能够解决邪恶的问题吗？
So let me ask you this question: Can controlling people solve the problem of evil?
哦，如果你说我们这样的控制人的话，那个控制权在谁的手中？
And the question is also who holds the control of this? Who holds the power of this control?
是在美国总统的手中，还是中国主席的手中？
Is it the chairman of China or the president of US?
还是在联合国的手中？
Or is it in the hands of the UN?
你们所有人的资料要交给谁？然后呢，那才能够控制很这个世界，叫这个世界非常良善的运作。
So who should own the data of all humankind so that this person can bring about peace in this world?
我们有罪的人都知道，谁都不能信啊。
So people with sin will know.We cannot trust anyone.
所以在这个光景里面的时候呢，人还是无助的。
So in this state, men are still helpless.
人不能解决邪恶的问题，因为身在邪恶里面。
Because they cannot deal with the problem of evil because they live in evil.
但是神知道人内心里面，他们寻求公义，寻求美善的。
But God knows that in our hearts we seek righteousness, we seek goodness.
所以神的方法是什么？
So what is God's method?
就是差遣他的独生爱子耶稣基督来到世上。
So he sent his one and only son on earth.
他是完全良善的。
He is perfectly good.
这个世界从来没有一个人是不犯罪的，除了神的儿子。
So no one on this earth is sinless except the Son of God.
那他降世为人的理由是什么呢？
What is the reason he became man?
他降世为人的唯一的一个使命就是要除灭邪恶。
His mission is to eliminate evil.
但是他除去邪恶的方法呢，不是我们能够想象的。
But the way that he eliminates evil is not what we can imagine.
他除去邪恶的方法就是把自己交给有罪的人、邪恶的人的手中。
He handed over himself to the hands of the sinful man,
让他被这些邪恶的人钉在十字架上。
He allowed this sinful man to nail him to the cross.
然后在这个十字架上的时候，他成就了两件事情。
And on the cross, he accomplished two things.
第一，就是让自己替代所有罪恶的人受刑罚。
So first, he allows himself to bear the sins of all the sins of all mankind.
让自己成为一个罪的象征，然后钉在十字架上。
He became sin so that to be nailed on the cross.
然后在十字架上受尽了人类心中的所有的邪恶的那个刑罚。
He endured the hatred and the evil of all mankind.
他满足了上帝要审判恶人的那个愤怒。
And he satisfied the wrath of God against evil in this world.
各位，很多人不能了解为什么基督教有这个东西。
Many people cannot understand why Christianity has this thing.
但是在基督教里面最伟大的观念就是这个救赎的观念。
And actually, in Christianity, this is the most noble concept.
我们在基督教里面有一个字叫做替代的救赎。
we have this word called substitutionary atonement.
你是邪恶的，你是有罪的。
You are sinful. You are evil.
是神的儿子，无罪的，完全良善的，为你替代你的罪。
And this sinless Son of God took over your sins.
完全无罪的那位，他六个小时挂在十字架上，受尽凌辱和折磨。
And for 6 hours on the cross, he endured suffering.
还清你我身上的那个罪恶。
And paid the penalty for you and my own sin.
没有一个正常的人会理解有这种的救赎。
No reasonable person will understand such a kind of salvation.
所以在人所领悟的所有的宗教呢，没有这种替代的观念。
So in all the religions of mankind, there is no this concept of substitution.
所有人的宗教是相信功德的。
So all religion believes in merits.
你做得好，你才能够得福得救。
So if you have done well, you'll receive blessings.
所有的宗教都相信因果。
It talks about they believe in karma.
那你做了那个不对的事情，你自己要受那个成果。
So if you have done something wrong, you have to bear the consequences yourself.
所有的宗教都是为人指一条路。
All religion points out a way for people.
啊，那是正路，然后你要走那条路，你要做对做好。
This is the way you follow this and be try to be good.
那只有基督教是先神替代你所有的罪。
Only Christianity, God first took over all your sins.
然后耶稣说：“我就是那个路。”
Jesus said, "I am the way."
你来到我这里来。
Come to me.
这就是基督教的一个替代救赎的观念。
This is the substitutionary atonement concept of
Christianity. 神替代你受咒诅。
And God bore the sins on your behalf.
替代性。然后呢，在十字架上还有另外一样东西发生了。
Another thing happened on the cross.
就是在十字架上的时候，这个完全没有犯过罪的神的儿子，他成为罪的象征。
So on the cross, was made the sinless son of God was made to be like sin.
所以他成为罪的象征的时候，被受尽罪的代价。
And he paid the penalty of sin.
当人看到他这样流血流水在十字架上的时候
，When he was bleeding on the cross,
重点不是叫人同情他
，It's not for us to sympathize with him.
当他在十字架上的时候，神的灵感动人，叫人看见自己的罪。
So when we see him on the cross, the Spirit of God convicts us and help us to see our own sin.
叫人看见。他的受害受死是因自己的罪，我和你犯的罪而来的。
So that we know that the suffering that he endured is because of our sin, yours and mine.
他在代替我们的罪。
He is substituting for us.
所以看到这一幕的人，人心里面就知罪悔改。
When a person who sees this scene, they will be convicted in their sin.
要将自己的生命交给他。
And wants to hand over their life, surrender their life to Jesus.
各位，这就是他在十字架上。的功效了。
And this is the work that he accomplished on the cross.
因为当人知罪悔改的时候呢，邪恶才从他的心中离开。
It is only when we confess our own sins and repent, only then evil can depart from us.
当人信奉这位神的时候呢，邪恶离开之后，良善的神才能在他的心中再次做主。
So only after this, then the good God can actually work in his heart.
所以在十字架，神的儿子在十字架上的时候呢。那时候，那个他受刑的时候，他的对面有一个罗马百夫长。
So when Jesus was on the cross, in front of him there was a Roman centurion.
他看到神的儿子受难、受罪的这个情节的时候
，When he saw the scene of the Son of God, the blameless Son of God suffering on the cross,
他说两句话。
He said two lines.
他真是一个义人。
Truly, he's a righteous man.
这是第一句哦。
This is the first line.
第二句呢，他真是神的儿子。
Indeed, he is the Son of God.
因为这个罗马百夫长呢，他是在十字架前面就执行十字架的刑罚的。
So this Roman centurion is the one actually executing the punishment of the crucifixion.
从来没有看过在钉在十字架上极其痛苦的时候呢，人能够饶恕这样对待他的人。
So he has never seen someone who is on the cross.Who can forgive the people who has done this to him?
所有钉在十字架上的人，他们在极其痛苦当中，他们咒诅神，咒诅人，咒诅甚至自己的父母。
Everyone on the cross, when they're suffering intensely, they will be cursing God, cursing man, cursing even their parents.
他们把人性里面 最丑陋最邪恶的样子在他最痛苦的时候他就 显明出来。
The ugliness and the evil of mankind, it's all revealed on the cross when they're enduring this suffering.
每个人都是这样的。
Everyone is like that.
人都是，他看了很多好几百几千个钉十字架人都是这样的。
He has seen thousands of people being nailed on the cross and it's all like that.
只有这位，他的口里面只有饶恕的话。
So only this Jesus, in his mouth there's only words of forgiveness.
他说父啊，饶恕他们，因为他们所做的他们不知道。
Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they do.
然后他就承受这一切六个小时。
He endured this for 6 hours.
然后他得到，百夫长得到的结论是他真是神的儿子。
And the centurion concluded, indeed he is the son of God.
他是，换句话说他就是神了。
In other words, he is God.
我们叫他耶稣。
We call him Jesus.
他来到世间成为人的样式，最卑微的这样受尽凌辱，还清世人的罪债。
He came on earth, dwell among us in the most humble form and endured the cross.
所以很多人呢就想到这个十字架的时候呢，就有很多的想法，觉得这是一个很凄惨的光景。
So many people have many ideas about the cross. Some people think it's a symbol of sympathy,
或者是 很软弱的样子。
It's a sign of sick weakness.
所以很多人在耶稣钉十字架的时候说，如果他是神，他让他下来啊。
Many people also watching the crucifixion will also say this. If he's God, ask God to save him.
他不能下来，他很软弱的。
He's weak, he can't help himself.
但是原来他不下来，为什么？因为他在承受世人的罪，你我的罪恶。
But why did he not come down from the cross? Because he's paying for the penalty of our sins.
因为要除去邪恶的方法呢，不是我们世人认为是这么简单的。
So because the way to deal with the problem of sin is not so simple.
你怎么除去人心中的邪恶？
How do you deal with the evil in a person's heart?
你一个人他很邪恶的，杀人的，强奸，你把他关在牢里面。
So if a person murders and rape, you know, you lock him in the prison.
但是他心里面还是有那个恶啊。
But in his heart, there's still this sin and evil.
他的心没有回转，没有懊悔。那你人把他关起来有什么用？
So if his heart is not turned, has not repented, what's the point of locking him up?
我们常常为我们所爱的家人很痛苦的，为什么？就是骂他什么东西，吵架还是不改。
So we also have our family members, we quarrel with them, but they still refuse to change.
就是用硬的方法。
You use the hard methods,
也不能用软的方法，也不能。
You use the soft methods, also doesn't work.
因为邪恶在人的心中。
Because sin and evil is in their hearts.
你要把邪恶从人的心中要除灭，要怎样？
How do you deal with the evil in the person's
heart? 要使人知罪悔改，然后把生命的主权交给神才能够。
You need to help them to be convicted of their own sin, repent and surrender their sovereignty of their life to God.
这样的人才能从这个邪恶之心走出来，被拯救。
So only then the person can come out from evil and be saved.
被拯救，从邪恶之心被拯救之后，他才能开始会善待旁边的人。
Only after he is saved and he has been, he can truly be good to others.
这就是神的儿子在十字架上要成就的事情。
This is what the Son of God wants to accomplish on the cross.
要看到他受害的人看到自己的罪而懊悔。
So everyone who can see his suffering can see their own sins and repent.
那你说，那这个世界现在还有很多的邪恶怎么办？
So if you ask me, there are so much evil in this world, what do we do with them?
各位亲爱的朋友，我们的神不是只有死在十字架上。
So friends, our Lord did not just die on the cross.
他死了三天之后复活。
Three days later, he was resurrected.
他复活后，他向门徒说：“你们往普天下去传扬神拯救人的福音。”
So he asked his disciples to spread the gospel of this good news to the whole creation.
那信而受洗的必然得救。
Those who believe and be baptized will be saved.
不信的必被定罪。
Those who do not believe will be condemned.
从那时候起，神就给人类一个期限。
So from there, God gave man a deadline.
所以在这个福音继续传扬的时候呢，邪恶的工作会继续加增。
So as the time where the gospel is being spread, the evil in this world will continue to increase.
但是神给人一个期限， 让他们能够信服于他所赐给人类的福音。
But God has given man time so that they have the time to believe in this gospel.
神在这个期限当中要拯救信他的人。
And in this time, he wants to save those who believe in him.
到神定的日子，他会再临。
Till the appointed time, God will come again.
到那时候，这个邪恶的世界会全然的被摧毁，再也不存在了。
So when that happens, this evil of this world will be destroyed.
那时候，信的人，没有信的人要因他们的罪受审判。
So those who have sinned, they will do not believe, they will have to go face judgment because of their sin.
那个仍旧留在邪恶的人和这个邪恶的世界要被毁灭了。
Those who remain in sin and the world of sin will be destroyed.
一切加害人的邪恶，那都要被除灭。
All this that has hurt others, all this will be eliminated.
一切加害人的性命的，不管是自然的邪恶，或者是道德的邪恶，都会被除灭。
So whether it's moral evil or natural evil, all this will be wiped away.
然后信神的人会复活，与他一起同在。
So those who believe in God, they'll be resurrected and be with God forever.
那神说到那时候，再没有死亡、悲哀、疼痛、哭嚎。
So at that point, God says there will be no more sorrows, no more tears, no more pain.
神会擦去我们一切的眼泪。
He will wipe away all our tears.
那因苦难而邪恶的那个流泪要永远被擦去。
The tears we shed because of evil will be wiped away forever.
当神擦去我们的眼泪的时候呢，我们永远不再哭了。
So when God wipes away our tears, we'll cry never again.
换句话说，人永远再不会受邪恶的伤害。
We will never be hurt by evil again.
那所以呢，亲爱的朋友们，当我们问，那为什么现在还有邪恶呢
？So, sister, brothers and sisters, why are there still evil in this world?
你要知道，这邪恶不是永远的。
We must know that this evil does not last forever.
到了时候会被消灭。
When the time comes, they will be removed.
但是神除去邪恶的途径呢，不是马上现在把所有的邪恶放在地狱里面。
So the way that God deals with evil is not to throw all this evil into hell now.
那是最终的结果。
That is the ultimate conclusion.
但是这当中他给人一个机会，一个期限。
And during this period, he gives man time.
叫人能够来到他的面前知罪悔改，把生命的主权交给他。
So that man can come before him, repent and surrender their life to God.
神要透过他的儿子拯救那信服他的人。
So true, God wants to save all those who believe in His Son.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
今天你把你的话语、你的福音赐给众人，叫众人听见。
You've given us your gospel so that we can all hear the good news.
主，让我们知道主的福音是大能。
We know that the gospel is power.
把人一切心中的邪恶消散。
It can eliminate all the evil in our hearts.
也最终会毁灭这个邪恶的世界。
And Lord, we know that at the end, you will destroy this world of evil.
然后你会拯救人的生命。
And you will save the lives of people.
叫人永远能够与你同在。
So that we can be with you forever.
不在痛苦哭嚎里面。
There is no more suffering and no more tears.
叫人不再被邪恶能够遭害。
That we will no longer be harmed by evils.
今天你的仆人为着我们当中听到你的福音而回应你的人。
So today your servant, for those people who have responded to your gospel,
求你怜悯他们。
I ask you to have mercy on them.
求主拯救他们。
I ask you to save them.
求主洗净他们的罪。
Cleanse away their sins.
然后叫他们从痛苦里面出来。
Help them out of their own suffering.
真正的认识你。
And truly know you.
And 得着新造的生命
，and receive a new life.
愿主得到一切的荣耀
，may you receive all the glory.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告
，in the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.